We get to choose our hard. We get to define our story. We get to define our journey. And there are definitely going to be people that beat us up along the way. There are going to be people that put expectations on us and bring out a different side of us than maybe we realized that was in us. And I love this in both of these movie examples, because in Legally Blonde, for example, she's both versions of her. She's equally this ditzy sorority blonde, as well as a strong, independent lawyer, and both can coexist.
Mama!
Welcome to Mama Has Goals, your weekly reminder that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your dreams to take on the role of mom. I'm Kelsey Smith, mom of two boys, wife, and entrepreneur who's passionate about helping other moms, current and aspiring, to reimagine mom life. I'm bringing you the resources, support, and relatability to debunk that limiting belief that you may have about your ability to achieve your goals while raising a human. We're covering everything from mom guilt, marriage, relationships, careers, finances, mental health, physical health, you name it. Your life doesn't have to fully shift once you become a mom. You can have it all, and we'll show you how. I was born in the early 90s. I'm a true kind of millennial. And a big part of my childhood was the original Disney princesses. And I've seen a lot of feedback from the original Disney princesses through social media and people's thoughts around them. And I was thinking about this today, just going through the different princesses. My kids recently watched Beauty and the Beast with me. And I actually have a differing opinion on this. There is a little bit of truth to the damsel in distress being saved by the prince and that being part of what us young girls grew up with and maybe some of the mentality. But here's the thing. Everything is a perspective. And you could say the exact same thing to three different people and all three of them are going to take it completely differently. And while I understand why there are some concerns around the traditional narrative of the princess being saved and finding her prince charming, there's also this other narrative that is equally true. And the part that I actually feel like I resonated with. So while I see as an adult why some may have gravitated towards that narrative, personally, I saw the princesses as these strong female roles. I saw these as women that were overcoming adversity and challenge, that had courage to persevere, that didn't need a man to stand on their own. They were still the Disney princesses. They were still who you were going to see when you were going to Disneyland or who you were looking forward to in the movie. And the prince, if anything, was the supporting role. He was there, but he wasn't the star of the show. And it's interesting to me how we can choose to take that and look at it in different ways. And now I don't want to take it the other route and say that the men and the dads and the husbands in our lives are any less worthy. But the fact is, as a young little girl that was obsessed with princesses, I actually held on to being the main character and that main character energy. And as I hear and see the other perspective of what people think about Disney princesses and how this has harmed our culture and society for young girls that are now coming into motherhood and adults, it's interesting. When I reflect on that season, I had this little bracelet of the five kind of traditional princesses of that time: Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Pocahontas, and Belle. And when I think about what those princesses meant to me as a young little girl, it did mean being the main character. It did mean standing in my power, having the ability and freedom to be who I wanted to be, to step out of any boundaries that maybe were put on me. If it was a spell from your stepmom and stepsisters, and being able to stay true and authentic and kind through the challenges of life, or going into a new culture and breaking out of norms like Pocahontas, and really being different and breaking the mold of who you were to associate with and who you were to talk to. Or Sleeping Beauty, being able to break through curses and find inner strength to overcome that
and Snow White finding the resources and support to be able to be this nurturing person that you want to be while finding who you need to support you through that journey. And then probably my favorite, when I think of it through this lens, my favorite princess growing up was Snow White, which is interesting because there are a lot of blonde princesses and I was a little blonde girl, but my favorite was Snow White. And as an adult, the movie, again, we just watched this with my boys, but the message that I probably love the most is Belle. In Beauty and the Beast, Belle is really strong in her character. She's really committed to her knowledge, to reading. They talk a lot about her having her head in a book, and it comes out that she can be who she wants to be. She's not going to settle for the handsome, quote unquote, guy that the town is in love with. She actually wants to nurture and love the beast, and she sees the beauty in who he is as who he is. And I think that there are some great messages that actually come from these movies and these shows. We can take the positives or we can take the negatives and make it whatever we want it to be. And I'm not saying to not create more narrative around it as a parent now, but it's interesting. We can always find something wrong with everything, right? And as I'm watching these movies as an adult coming back, and as I think back to what it taught me, it really did teach me that I can be who I want to be, that I can be the princess in my story, that I can choose to have a supportive partner, but I don't need that person. I'm a strong individual. I'm a main character energy. I'm the princess, and I get to choose what I do with it. Now, going into teens and young adulthood, there's a couple other movies that stand out for me that continued to build on this message, but also equally received just as much backlash and just as many thoughts around it. And two of which that come to mind are Miss Congeniality and Legally Blonde. Now, Legally Blonde is a movie that I really carried through probably middle school to beginning years of college, of feeling that I could overcome any titles that were put on me, any thoughts that people had about me, and really step into whatever my goals were, whatever I wanted to create. And I saw this reel the other day that used the audio that the person was like, "You got into Harvard?" And she was like, "What? Like, it's hard?" If you've seen Legally Blonde, you may remember that line. We get to choose our hard. We get to define our story. We get to define our journey. And there are definitely going to be people that beat us up along the way. There are going to be people that put expectations on us and bring out a different side of us than maybe we realized that was in us. And I love this in both of these movie examples because in Legally Blonde, for example, she's both versions of her. She's equally this ditzy sorority blonde as well as the strong, independent lawyer, and both can coexist. She doesn't have to give up part of who she is to become this lawyer. She can just add that to her identity. Same with Miss Congeniality. She's a strong undercover agent. She has this really masculine personality, and then she gets thrown into this Miss Congeniality contest where she gets to find a different version of herself. She gets to realize that she can be both, that she can be this really tough, strong, independent woman with a little bit of a fun and a soft side while she plays this role as well. And I think these are the messages that are so important for us to carry through, not only to our kids and share, but for us as adults, going back and thinking about what are some of the messages that you did get that were positive growing up. We hear so much about the negative messages that we've heard. And I want to honor those and not repeat those, but there were some good that we can remember that we can pull back. And when it comes to main character energy of Disney princesses, overcoming the odds, being whoever you want to be and standing in your beauty and your power, to moving into Legally Blonde and Miss Congeniality and allowing yourself to be multifaceted in both, I love looking back on this and thinking, yeah, that is the message that I needed as a young teen girl and tween girl. That I can be whoever I want to be. I don't have to choose. I don't have to pick. I get to be my star, my movie character. And I get to try things on for size and redefine who I want to be. So I just want to encourage you today to take some of those messages that are positive from your childhood. And if you can't for some reason find those or think of them, or you don't like my examples or my stories, then create new ones today. Look for opportunities in current movies, current shows out in society where you see women that are showcasing who you want to be, that are showcasing the type of identity that you want to carry for yourself, that you want to take some of those thoughts and characteristics, again, coming back to that main character energy and resilience and overcoming and multifaceted dimensional identities. And how do you pull that into your day to day? So I don't know about you, but I'm going into the rest of my day knowing I can be both. I can be Legally Blonde and the lawyer. I can be Miss Congeniality and I can be the secret agent. I can be Belle. I can go find my Prince Charming the way I want to, and I can stand strong individually as well. I can find the resources just like Snow White did and step into the nurturing side of me while I overcome whatever else it is. I can break molds and redefine the odds like Mulan or Pocahontas. So find your inner Disney princess. Find your inner Legally Blonde and Miss Congeniality and allow yourself to redefine what it means to be you. Allow yourself to break the mold, break the odds, and look for the opportunities to step into who you are in every level. Sending you so much love, Mama.
There's so much more where this came from. Take the next step and download the Mama Has Goals app or visit our web platform. Real, authentic, full, supportive community is available at your fingertips, and we can't wait to create space for you, Mama.